Saturday is the deadline for farmers to sign up for 2014 season crop insurance. Ag Senator Chuck Grassley says now the direct payments have ended and crop insurance is the cornerstone. And with farmers signing up at a 55 to 85% coverage rate, success may be difficult.
The success of this program has also made it a target for budget cutters. Last week, the president's budget included a $14 billion reduction in crop insurance over 10 years. It's a signal that the program will remain a target for spending offsets.
Grassley says cutting crop insurance may be penny wise and pound foolish.
A workable and reasonable crop insurance program for farmers benefits everyone, and it's been very successful at helping farmers mitigate natural disasters by managing their own risks. That's a benefit to taxpayers and farmers.
And he says it's a matter of fairness when others have received millions or more in federal disaster aid. However, farmers may help pay for their help.
So in the particular case of crop insurance, it was set up because it's better for farmers to be a participant in the program, pay a good share of the premium, and in the final analysis, know for sure that they're going to get a certain amount of help if there's a disaster, and not wait on Congress to act, whether they will act and how much they will act.
Despite major cuts in recent years, some like Tom Vilsack argue subsidies still very generous, boosting crop insurers' margins above others in the industry.